Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Life check for after the show, Wiggy. Check the gasoline gauge when you get in the vehicle. Yeah. Make sure it's closer to full than it is to empty.
Yeah. And you know where they have cheap gas?
Where?
Costco.
yes, they do.
Oh, do they? Yeah,
yes,
you got to be a member, though, and
yes,
it's forever.
They do.
I would like to offer thanks this morning when it comes to my Dress Greg sponsor. And I want to thank Pamela Johnson and everybody who are a part of the Silva Riders, and they ride their bicycles and they raise money for those who are fighting MS. And so they made a donation to the Greg Hill Foundation to dress me today, and I am wearing this great blue hoodie, and so I thank them for that. And if you would like, I will wear anything you want on this show on Twitch. And all you have to do is make a $100 donation to the Greg Hill Foundation. So you can go to thegreghillfoundation.org. Speaking of Twitch, this show on Twitch every day brought to you by Springer's Jewelers. And Father's Day is a week from Sunday. And I can't think of a better gift than the gift of time for Dad. So go and get Dad a beautiful timepiece. And you can see Springer's in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and they will help you choose the right style of watch for Dad. And we should open up, Shime, if we could, open up the window world of Boston weather window here at WEEI. Curtis can poke his head outside on this beautiful morning and give us the forecast.
It is 61 degrees. Partly cloudy skies in Boston. Going to be going up to the mid-80s later today. Gorgeous day. Scooper Bowl, by the way, if you're interested in supporting the Jimmy Fund out in City Hall Plaza, I believe, later today. It's going to be 90 tomorrow. And then something that's new and different. It might rain this weekend. Hasn't. But it's actually, the forecast has improved the Euro run this morning. Great news for cornhole on Saturday.
Oh, okay.
Oh, God, now it's back to rain. Oh. Jesus Mary. Okay. I swear I got up in the Euro. Now the NAM has it with an inch of rain. Sorry.
Okay.
Not great Saturday. But
rain or shine.
Tomorrow, it's going to be the pick of the week at Old Orchard Beach. 83 is the real feel with abundant sunshine. Mm. Friday morning, broadcast begins at 6 a.m. at the Brunswick. It's going to be 65 degrees and cloudy.
Mm. Wiggy, you going to get on the roller coaster again at Palace Playland and Old Orchard?
I never do. I'm not a roller coaster person.
I thought
person.
You did that.
No.
Who did that? Didn't somebody on the show ride the roller coaster?
Oh, I would love to. I love roller
coasters.
Maybe
LB did it, you know, back in the day.
Yeah,
but
it might have been LB.
I'm not Jelena rides the roller coaster every day.
Well, that's different, though. I'm not a roller coaster person.
Yeah.
I don't like roller coasters. I don't even like kids' roller coasters.
Yeah. Well, I understand that there is going to be an extended version of the Curtis and Ken show on Saturday from the Brunswick.
That's right.
All the way up until noon, is that correct?
Right. Shime's going to be shanking golf balls in Michigan. So okay. Ken and I are going to be on 9 to noon live from the Brunswick and the Old Orchard Beach with the Greg Hill Foundation Cornhole Tournament.
No concern about service time for you and what that means for your future contracts?
Service?
Yeah. I mean,
I still get paid in gift cards, so I'm not really worried. Okay.
Right. Shime in Michigan, huh?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yes, sir.
You going to be in Monday?
I'll be in Monday. Oh, yeah.
Not Friday, though.
Correct.
Oh, not
It's
Friday?
A work trip, though.
It is. It's not. I'm not flexing.
It's a flex day.
Nope. Greg, I'm going to hang out with our lovely clients out in Michigan. It's going to be phenomenal.
I mean, how many flex days do you have? You got to be pushing double digits at this point.
Nope.
We're not even halfway into the year.
They're unlimited,
though. It's a work trip. You've done this before.
You took 5 days off to go to a concert.
I didn't take 5 days off.
Yes, you did. Friday, Monday, Tuesday, or whatever.
Thursday, Friday, Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah, right.
I didn't take Thursday off.
Oh, sorry.
And Shime, to Greg's credit, we do consider when Greg goes to the spring training Red Sox fun weekend down in Florida, when he takes that Friday off, we consider that a flex day.
Great point.
Right.
I'm pretty sure Greg said multiple times, no, it's a work trip.
And we laugh at him.
But I still counts on my flex days.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which are minimal.
That's fine.
But remember, we do have unlimited flex days now.
I understand that, but it doesn't mean you have to take them.
No, I mean, they're there, though. Somebody's got to use them.
I mean, to be fair, I'm going to be out basically July. So.
Again, the entire month?
Oh,
I mean, that seems a little selfish.
Selfish?
Yeah.
Spending time with my son?
Yeah, selfish.
He's our own Rafael Devers.
I'm going to be out from July 3rd to the 21st.
Oh, wow.
You and I are overlapping a little bit. I'm out in July.
What?
Yeah.
So it's just going to be me and Wiggy. It always is.
You usually take 2 weeks in July.
No, I don't. I did not take 2 weeks in the summer last summer. I am taking 1 week in the summer because I love these people that I talk to every day.
Spread it out. Like, do a Friday.
I can't. I'm going to Ireland, so it's hard to spread that out.
Okay, I got you.
All right. You could get a whole house full of windows installed for just $99 a month from Window World of Boston. Go to windowworldofboston.com. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. I'm considered a lot of times to be a snowflake, I've heard, sensitive,
all of those things.
An annoying liberal, I've been told. And I just want to bring something up because, again, Trump, not my guy. But he did speak in Pittsburgh yesterday talking about increasing the tariffs like 50% on steel. That's the Steel City, so he did it there. And there were two current Steelers players, including quarterback Mason Rudolph and a former Steelers player there. They gave him a Steelers jersey that had Trump on the back, and people are outraged. They're outraged that he got a jersey. They're outraged that the players were there in attendance.
When you say people, do you mean Steelers fans?
Steelers fans. Okay. So much so that they sent emails to the Steelers organization. If you know anything about the Rooney family and Dan Rooney, who has since passed, he was the ambassador. They are such a Democratic family that their political views are out there for everybody to see. But Mason Rudolph, I think, handled this pretty well. He was at a charity event after that, and reporters asked him about the outrage that some fans had about him supporting Trump, and he said, "That's the nature of why America is so great. Everyone is entitled to their own opinion. Speech is free. Par for the course."
Okay.
That is how everybody should view this. The fact that you cheer for a certain team, you do not need to agree with every single thing that they believe, whether it's their players, their owners, their coaches. This is America. Everybody is different. Everybody is free to have different views. I don't understand when people, and this isn't the first time it's happened. It won't be the last time it happens. We talk about this every time that a certain championship team will go to the White House for their ceremony. It just is always so shocking to me, the hate that people have in their heart for others that disagree with their views or their opinions.
They're political.
Views, yeah. I like, I cannot like a certain person. I can not like the president of the United States, but still support America. And that's the beautiful thing about this country. And I wish that more people would get off their high horse and feel that same way.
I always stay.
Beautiful lead, Courtney.
Good job, Courtney.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, I always stay away.
That was big and beautiful.
Stay away from politics and religion, because your people are get crazy when
you
do that.
Yeah, thank you.
And it's not like, I mean, Pennsylvania, Trump won. like a deep blue state. Yeah. Anyway.
All right, Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning, Curtis. I say great lead by yours. I hope that they, in Fenway Park, I hope that they gut it and put new seats in there. Somebody who goes to a lot of games, I would love for them to do that.
You have trouble fitting in the seats?
Yeah, very difficult for me to fit in those seats. And I see plenty of bigger people go to the games, and it is uncomfortable. So, John Henry, if you're listening, keep Fenway around, but just, you know, change the seating.
Well, you could do what some people do on an airplane and buy two seats.
But it wouldn't matter, because I can't lift the thing up to get room.
Oh, yeah.
So everything's like the metal, so you're stuck there. So if you are a bigger person, it's an uncomfortable seating arrangement. But, you know, hopefully they'll do that with their new $1.1 billion building that they're building. But
are you sometimes overflowing onto other seats?
I'm definitely like, if you're sitting next to me, upper body wise,
like the casing of the sausage broke or something.
The muffin. I'm the top of the muffin spilling.
You're the top.
You're the muffin top.
Yeah, spilling out to the other side. So luckily there, you know, there's no one that, you know, if my wife sits next to me or something like that, but it's very
uncomfortable. The top of the muffin is the best part of the muffin.
No, I know that, but it's just very uncomfortable. But my lead is that. I was just saying, because Curtis had such a great lead, I'm hoping that, you know, they'll do something
during the match. I think your muffin top got in the way of your swing shot.
Nice.
All right, anyway.
But my lead is very simple and quick. I think I'm going to say maybe I put some money on it. I'm gonna put a couple Trumps on it. Cora will be gone by All-Star break.
Okay.
Wow.
We can leapfrog on this. Do you have that audio I wanted? This is Alex Cora post game after another loss and putting some of the responsibility for where this team is on himself, finally.
We keep making the same mistakes. We're not getting better. At one point, it has to be on me, I guess, right? I'm the manager. So, you know, I got to keep pushing them to be better. They're not getting better. They're not, you know. We keep making the same mistakes. You know, I'll be very honest about it, very open about it, you know. Like, you get frustrated, but at one point, it's like, okay, what are we going to do? What's going to change, you know? Because we keep doing the same thing. We can keep talking about one road losses. They're, what, 17, 18, whatever it is, you know, and it's the same thing. So is it effort, preparation, like Duke said, attention to detail, you know? I have no idea now. You know, I watched that game. I was like, wow, you know, this is real. It's frustrating.
Wow. Okay. So he's putting it on himself, finally.
He's
kind of depressing. I mean, He says they're not, basically, they're not going to get any better.
No.
Like, this is what they are.
That's terrible. It's as bad as, it's the worst that he could have said.
It feels like
honest.
It feels like he wants to be gone.
Right?
Well, he probably will be gone. I told you, I'll put one or two Trumps on it that come All-Star break. Like, Courtney, you're right. They're going to continue to play like this. They might be, you know, they might be double digits when it comes to a wild card spot. And I don't think if you're the front office, Breslow and those guys, I think it's time to, like, you know what, pull the Band-Aid off. Curtis is right. What's, you know, $14 million or whatever you owe him, $21 million. It sounds
like he's fatigued, like with the like dealing with these guys.
Checked out.
Well, what? How would you feel, honestly, not to defend him, but if your job is basically to enact a bunch of nerds' plan? Like, I just feel like, for whatever reason, it felt like last year when he re-signed, it was this breath of fresh air that he was invested. They were invested in him. And it's just not working out.
But they did do what he wanted. Like, he was the guy who was screaming about Bregman. That's his guy. Mm-hmm. And I guess you can't account for the injury, but I don't know.
They stunk before the injury.
Huh?
I mean, they stunk before the injury when Bregman got
They haven't won consecutive games since April. Think about that. Consecutive games in 2 months. What a disastrous year, honestly.
And he talks about the one-run games and what could you do differently. Like, well, it's your job as the manager in those situations when games are close to maybe, you know, whether it's Trevor Story, Breslow talked about it, and, you know, you might laugh at it, play small ball, do some things. Get your last night game, bottom, and Lou did a great job on the broadcast. Bottom in the ninth. Hamilton on second base. He's supposed to be your fastest player. A deep fly ball hit to the outfield. You tag up in that situation. Yeah. And then maybe you try to, you know, if Gonzalez is up, I mean, Devers came up after that. If he strikes out, Gonzalez is up. Who knows? Maybe you try to suicide squeeze to win the game. But there are just things that Core is not doing. Courtney, you brought up another great point. Chapman's, he's rolling. He's throwing 100 miles an hour, and he's like dealing gas out there, and you don't come back at least for one batter in the 10th or see how he's feeling. It's just this is all on Core.
And I
that's
have to
a
say,
guy, that's a guy who knows when the gas tank is full.
That is true.
He does. You ever see his truck, he better know when that gas tank is full.
Lindsay's frustrated by the amount of gas in the apartment.
I love Chapman's truck.
Greg, if Veritek takes over, which would be the obvious, I know we're going way down the road here.
Yeah.
We'd have to have him in the morning, right?
Oh, 100%.
Like,
that's one good thing.
Okay. So maybe we trade like Milbury to the afternoon for Tech.
Yeah, no.
But you don't think the Red Sox maybe think, hey, maybe if we get a new guy in here, and like if it is a Veritek, maybe it just changes morale in that clubhouse? Because clearly the morale's down. There's an issue with Cora saying he doesn't know what to do, what to get these players to do. It's like he's at a loss for words. Maybe you think the front office goes, all right, let's see if we can, you know, bring a new manager in, which is elevate.
You don't think the fellas get excited, a little extra pep in their step when they walk in and see Abraham Toro in the lineup?
No.
No? I mean, what about Connor Wong?
Yeah. I just don't.
Is it possible that he will get at least one RBI this season?
I don't get it because Nevaez had been catching, and he's doing okay. But you take Myers out, who's been relatively decent, and you want him to continue to play, and he hasn't played at all this series.
It's very confusing.
All right. Well, those are our leads. We are going to get to they said it. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday. Next. But right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Red Sox with another one-run loss, 4-3, the final in 10 innings last night. Brian Baio went 6 innings, giving up 3 runs on 7 hits while striking out 4. Last one with the Angels today. First pitch at 1:35 with Lucas Giolito getting the start. Brooks, who joins Will Fleming right here on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Join Joe Weil at 12:35 for the MassMutual pregame show. Over to the NBA, Tibbs is out in New York. The Knicks fired their head coach after their best playoff run in 25 years. Thibodeau passed Pat Riley earlier this season to rank 4th on the franchise list in victories. He led the Knicks to back-to-back 50-win seasons for the first time since 1995.
You know how we do guest leads? Who do we have on? When's Sam Kennedy coming back on?
It could be tomorrow. I don't know if we have Craig Breslow or Sam Kennedy tomorrow. Curtis.
It's Craig.
Okay.
All right, when Sam comes back on, I would love to do guest manager.
Okay.
Right. One night, Craig.
Yeah. Mic'd up.
Tomorrow on this show, Kevin Millar.
Yes, 7:20.
Who will have, I'm sure, some interesting insight into this baseball team and the current situation there.
Yeah. The Stanley Cup Finals start tonight. The Panthers are in Edmonton to take on the Oilers. Puck drop is at 8.
Let's go, Connor.
There you go. Now it's brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Big savings are sizzling at Shaw's and Star Market. Right now, pick up value pack beef, T-bone or New York strip steak, or lamb loin chop bone-in for just $7.97 a pound when you use the digital coupon. That's limited to 2 per customer. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. That is what's trending. They said it. Coming up next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wiggy, you have infuriated a texter on the Subaru of New England text line this morning. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you're paying attention or not.
No, I don't see it. The text line's behind me, so I never see it.
New Hampshire texter, we will be in New Hampshire in a few weeks for, actually, we will be there for two road shows this road show season. One back at Bernie's, Hampton Beach, and the other wrapping up the road show season on Lake Winnie, as they call it up there, at the Dive. So that is a floating bar. And I have no idea what it's going to be like on July 3rd when we do that event. I've heard from people who have the boat up there. They're gonna boat their way over.
Mm-hmm.
Steph Diggs style and join us, but I have no idea.
All right, that's what's up. I bet it's a massive turnout.
You think so?
Yeah. I think so.
It's also like 3rd of July. I mean, the lake is going to be swamped anyway.
Yeah.
It'll be very interesting to see how logistics work on the Dive. Uh-huh. Like, knowing our crew, I just feel, you know, it'll be interesting.
It's going to be great.
I sent Mitch photos. If you are watching on Twitter, YouTube, and don't know what the Dive is or looks like, it's so cool.
Yeah.
So he can get those up.
That's got to be like a 3 or 4 outfitter for you, probably.
Definitely. Well, are we wearing swimsuits underneath in case we want to jump in after?
Yes, I would assume that you would be jumping in. I've already done my belly flop on this show. I feel like everybody else should.
Oh, wow, so that's it.
That's how it looks. That's the Dive. And we'll be right up top there with 75 of you for what will be a great road show. But anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Texter says, how in G's world, I won't say the word, is Hamilton not tagging up Cora's fault? Wiggy doesn't know baseball.
Well, because you pinch ran Hamilton.
But that's his fault, not Alex Cora. Alex Cora's got to tell a guy to tag up.
I mean,
I would think
in that situation you would say, "Hey, listen, any fly ball to this specific area of the field, tag up. You go for it." right? Isn't that what the manager does when he sends in a pinch runner? And, isn't that part of it?
Yeah, I mean,
right? Because what's the purpose we have this of the manager being there, especially late in games? Hey, he might just have to remind this guy in that situation. Because if you do that, and listen, Lou's been on this too. So Lou's a baseball guy. I was all city catcher. I know Brooksy don't agree with certain things. But in this situation, you tag him up. Now you have Hamilton on third base with one out. Endeavors up. They intentionally walk him. And then maybe Abreu, you say, all right, we're going to lay down a bunt here, or we're going to let you swing it out. Or what? You try to do something that might be able to get that runner on third base with one out, where even if it is a ground ball, there's a good chance that he can score in that situation.
This is Roger from Plymouth. Hello, Roger.
Good morning, guys. Long-time listener since the beginning of the show. Really appreciate you.
Thank you.
Hey, listen, another bad base running that nobody ever talked about was the inning. I don't know if you were watching it, guys, but when the food people, what's it, that food show that they were in the booth with
Dining Playbook.
And yes. So they were talking so much that I don't think they even realized it. I'm sure they realized it, but never mentioned it. You've got Christian Campbell at second. The next batter hits a double, and he only gets the third. And he never scored. So if he had scored that run like he should have from second base on a double, it never would have went to extra innings.
Yeah.
Well, that's got to be from the manager. Aggressive. Hey, before the game,
third base coach.
Right, let's be aggressive on the base pads. But the manager telling the third base coach, hey, let's be a little bit more aggressive because we got to get runs. Right? And then, I feel like that's the one job the manager has the power in baseball. Guys.
What do the analytics say? that's going to be
outlook, not so good.
All right.
What a disaster.
Shime, let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
They
don't let the Sox win this game.
Said it.
I'm just going to say, they want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
They said it. On the Greg Hill Show.
I'm not talking about this.
Everybody got the message?
They said it on this show is presented by Catch's Law, and they would love to honor those who built this city, built it, constructed it, care for it. Please nominate your hero who is out there working hard every single day or was in the past doing the same thing when you go to WeBuiltThisCity.com. That's WeBuiltThisCity.com. Where do you want to start, Shime?
Well, Greg, let's begin with those Boston Red Sox who have been stinking it up lately. Our guy, the Phlegm Ball, joined the WEEI afternoon program yesterday and talked about how there will be major changes with the Boston Red Sox. Here was Will Fleming.
And by the way, it's going to happen in the next week or so. And by the way, other changes that are dramatic are going to happen.
Ooh, what do you got?
Are you promising something again?
What's he doing?
Why is he doing?
And then when he doesn't, and when it doesn't come to fruition, and I criticize
and it's all
him,
my fault.
He F-bombs me.
There might be a little delay, but I Lou can corroborate this. Things are going to change here. They are. Might be 5, 7, 10 days behind schedule, but I think things are happening on a number of levels. And I think the way they play dictates how quickly those things happen, both good and bad.
Mm. Okay. I don't consider, does Roman Anthony coming up qualify as a big change, a major change?
No.
Right? That's not it.
Right.
What he's saying is something unlike Thibodeau, which we all saw coming, that would be unexpected.
Right. And when he said the 5 or 7 days, depending on how they play, good or bad, leads me to believe either
it's tomorrow.
No. They making a decision on the manager on
you
whether
think so
that or they're trading somebody, right? Because if you say depending on how they play,
that was so Jaren Duran, right? So you're going to get rid of Jaren Duran, and
that would be major news.
Also, Lou said on the afternoon show it would be a terrible idea to get rid of Jaren Duran.
He did,
yes, yeah. He did. I actually have the audio of it if you'd like to hear.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'd love it.
Thinking about trading Jaren Duran. Like, everybody's like, you got to move on. You got to make room for Roman Anthony.
Yes.
If you move Jaren Duran, this is my thing, okay? In the beginning of camp, like, how many of these young kids going to make the roster out of spring training? I said, hopefully none, okay, because they're young, and I want to get some guys that have been in this league for a while, and you want to compete for a division. You want to make the postseason. You've already got three rookies up here. You're going to have a fourth here soon, and it's going to be really hard to win every single day with full rookies in your lineup. And if you move on from Jaren Duran, he's the one player on this roster that is sort of maturing and starting to get to the point where he is in his prime, he is an electric player, and to move on from that and to just get younger irritates me. You are not going to get any help for the big leagues if you move him to San Diego. Mm. You are going to get a double-A arm. You're going to get a single-A shortstop.
You got a catcher, I saw.
Great, you can get a catcher. That is fantastic. You got Narvaez here right now. I am starting to be in the business of helping your big league team.
Yeah, I mean, I listen to Lou on these things all day long.
Yeah, I would agree with
over
him.
Anybody, so...
I mean, he's one of your best players.
So you're not going to do, I mean, you're not going to, when you come to getting some kind of legit value, something that can help you this season, you're stuck on that. So you're just going to, like, limp your way into the All-Star break, last place in the division.
Did anybody?
47 games behind the Yankees.
Did anybody ask Will, like, specifics? Because what is that value? Like, I don't know what that means.
Well, when he says the 5 to 7 games and depending on how they play, that kind of like reads into a manager change or a trade of Jaren Duran or a player that you wouldn't expect.
Significant.
Yes. Which.
Yeah, trading Duran makes no sense to me, though. The firing of Alex Cora makes sense. Like, that to me is a major change that makes sense. But trading a guy like Jaren Duran, who finished, what, top 4 in overall WAR last year, behind only guys like Shohei Ohtani and Aaron Judge, would be stupid.
And there's nothing you can do to help this team. Like, there's no major trade that you can make that's going to help this team. This team has to go on some miraculous run, which we don't see that happening. They already
have. The manager doesn't see it happening.
Right.
So, did you hear him? What he said last night? Like, there's no help for this team.
Right. So why not try to change the manager, see if that does anything to boost morale, and then you bring up Anthony and you roll out the players you have and maybe the morale is different. Maybe the new manager is a little bit more aggressive and thinks differently if it is Veritek.
But I do think the organization could be right if they say we don't need to make massive changes. I mean, the Red Sox are 5 games under 500. Their worst part of their season in terms of games under. They're still a positive run differential team, and they have 17 one-run losses. If you cut those in half, you're over 500. So I do think that if the ownership group decides to invest instead of sell, they could make the case to their fans that we're not far away. If we win these close games, everything changes.
Yeah. All right, what's next, Shime?
Well, Greg, I hate to do this because I feel like too many things are turning up Curtis at the moment, but Pablo Torre and Bill Simmons got together and talked about Bill Belichick, and Pablo Torre is claiming that it seems as though Bill Belichick is self-destructing. Here is what Pablo Torre had to say.
What if I told you that Bill Belichick's own family has been deeply concerned about this? What if I told you that his inner circle of actual coaches on staff, including a certain Mike Lombardi, is deeply concerned about Jordan Hudson? People around Belichick, professionally, personally, as well as the administrators at North Carolina, their life behind the scenes has been shaped, reshaped, blown up by having to deal with Jordan Hudson. And when they hired Bill Belichick to this job, they thought they were getting New England Bill Belichick. They got, I cannot stress this enough, something like the exact opposite. When it comes to PR in this way is now the thing we're stressed out about. This guy who could handle the media alone by saying nothing. Everywhere she goes, there is a trail of wreckage that suggests that the man who is basically undefeated against the media and press conferences is not only losing the public relations war, he is self-destructing.
I don't think she's going away.
No. I think they're engaged.
But there is
I heard that's not true, though, from a family member. Right. Ooh, did I say that on air?
No. A family member who is...
That could be a cousin.
But a family member who is vocally against them. So
I think they all are.
But I don't know if they would be the first to know if they were engaged.
Yeah, maybe not.
If they were engaged, she would know.
Yeah, they would know.
I'm sorry.
And
if he or she would know.
Yeah, thank you, Curtis.
I think there's a little bit of truth to what Pablo Torres is saying. Because it is just human nature for anybody. If whether it was my dad or your dad, it doesn't matter. If your dad is in his 70s and is now dating a 24-year-old, there is going to be plenty of pushback from family members.
He has his wits about him. He knows what he's doing.
Right. No, I'm saying he doesn't, but there will be pushback because the
He knows what he's doing, Greg. Did you see the guy, Channing Crowder, after they had the interview on the pivot?
Yeah.
Channing Crowder in the next episode commented on how shocking it was to see Bill Belichick being dragged around by Jordan Hudson during the podcast.
That was a great pivot.
Then Channing Crowder had to go back on the air and say, I made all that up. That never happened because she forced Bill to call and tell him to stop saying that.
Yeah.
This is the opposite of what Bill Belichick was promised to be.
I guess the alarming part of this is I thought after the whole kerfuffle on CBS Sunday morning or whatever it's called, that he told her, like, take a back seat.
Yeah.
You know, help me.
I'm not talking about this.
Schedule some speaking engagements or something. Stay out of the whole football thing. But
no.
Maybe he hasn't. Maybe he can't.
No, he definitely can't. And I think that's where some of the pushback comes from, whether it's family, whether it's coaches, whether it's his inner circle around them. Because first off, they're probably looking at it and going, yeah, Bill, not the best decision to date somebody in their 20s, but we'll give you a pass. You know what I mean?
Curtis, a texter says that Bill is actually engaged. He just doesn't know it yet.
Right. This is just the final chapter keeps getting better.
All right, and then we're running out of time. We got to get to news, but the Woo Sox manager defended Roman Anthony yesterday.
That's correct, Greg. Yeah, he spoke to media and said, quote, if you just come to the game and watch the kid engage and sign for kids and he throws equipment to them and gives them, like, it's ridiculous that anybody would say anything negative about Anthony. But I literally did watch the video and there was like one child at the very end. The rest of them were adults. Like, it was funny. It was a joke. The guys were having fun with it. And anybody that tries to paint that kid in a bad light does not know who he is and doesn't know what they're talking about, quite frankly.
Whoa.
Strong words from the Woo Sox manager.
Yeah. Shots fired.
Yeah, yep. Shots fired at Courtney, Curtis, maybe you, Greg.
I think Curtis said numerous times, this isn't against Roman Anthony. It was a bad choice.
Yeah, but you said it was a dink move on
it
his
was.
Pod. On his
I stand
pod.
By that.
So you call them a dink?
Yeah, you should have gone back and signed the autograph for the kid. If you don't want to sign him for the adults, that's on you.
And it's too late now. I mean, we all know about the pink cocaine. Once the dink comment is out there, turning back.
You better stay out of Worcester.
Yeah. I like Worcester, and I like the Woo Sox, but I'm not going to change my opinion on this.
This time with Roman Anthony?
Yeah. Never
I would love to meet Roman Anthony. I'm sure he's a great guy.
Keith, that Woo Sox manager has it in for you now.
Yeah, sure.
The organization continues to embarrass itself. It's okay. I don't blame Roman Anthony for it entirely. The organization asked him to do something. It was stupid. He should be at the big league club. You shouldn't make fun of people that want your autograph, you idiot.
All right. News with Courtney next, including how creepy is it and what happened in the shower at a luxury hotel in Miami. Has Courtney's anxiety level through the roof? We will get to that.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At next.
Tariffs on aluminum and steel go into effect today. If you missed my lead, Donald Trump was in Pittsburgh yesterday to announce that he was doubling tariffs on imported steel by 50%. The higher tariffs likely will provide a boost for domestic companies that produce steel and aluminum. So that is the hope.
Okay.
But for some companies that rely on aluminum or steel from elsewhere, it is going to cost them more.
Okay.
All right. And Karen Reed's attorneys called for a mistrial yesterday after prosecutors questioned a defense witness, dog bite expert Dr. Marie Russell, over whether she was aware no dog DNA was found on O'Keefe's sweater from the night of the murder, in an attempt to discredit the defense's theory that John O'Keefe died from something that involved a dog bite.
Right.
Here's some courtroom audio of them asking for the mistrial.
Ms. Reed is entitled to a fair trial. And what has just happened is antithetical. The defense moves strongly, vigorously for a mistrial with prejudice.
Because that evidence of the no dog DNA was not submitted before that.
Correct.
Judge Bev denied
She
the request.
Did. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yep.
You know what that reminds me of?
What?
Good Will Hunting. I mean, not Good Will Hunting. A Few Good Men.
Yes.
When Demi Moore says she strenuously objects.
Yes.
We don't just object. We strenuously object.
And then court resumed yesterday, and we heard from Dighton Police Sergeant Nicholas Barrows. Very interesting.
Oh, very interesting.
Yeah.
As it was last time.
Correct.
I will say the same thing I said last trial. I want to buy this guy a beer.
Yeah.
Like, he is at least one witness who is honest, it appears to me, and unafraid of any repercussions if he testifies to the truth.
Yes. Well, last time he was called by the prosecution and they didn't cross him. This time he was called by the defense.
Yeah.
And so he was
He called him and he ruined his case. What an idiot.
Yeah. He testified about...
Is it not demeaning for Adam Lally to sit there and watch the whole trial being orchestrated by Hank Brennan and not him? Why do they make him sit there? Like, the poor guy.
And he's taking notes.
There are a lot of losers here. One being the family of John O'Keefe waiting for actual justice. The other being Karen Reed still not knowing her fate. But the biggest loser is Lally. Because at least the prosecution is reasonably competent. Yeah. I'm not saying they're brilliant. But Lally, in contrast, looks like a bumbling fool.
Just sitting there and doing nothing has to leave a mark. Like, I mean, really. But anyway, okay. Yeah.
So he testified about the right taillight on Karen Reed's Lexus that allegedly hit John O'Keefe, Wiggy. Mm-hmm. Barris told the court that he was working a day shift when he got a call from State Trooper Michael Proctor, who has since been fired, saying that they were going to retrieve a vehicle that was involved in a homicide in Canton. He met the troopers, Proctor, and then his boss, Sergeant Buchanick.
He's a Dighton police officer. That's where the car was.
Yes, at the Reed family home in Dighton, and observed the taillight for a long period of time. Now, what's important here is whether or not it looked the same as the photo of the taillight in the Sallyport. Here's that audio.
That was the black Lexus. That was not the taillight the day I was there.
Can you do me a favor, Mr. Wolk? With the court's permission, could we zoom in on the right rear taillight, please?
Okay.
Do you see the condition of that taillight as it's depicted in this photo?
I do.
Sergeant Barros, is this the condition of the right rear taillight when you showed up at the Reed household at around 3:15 in the afternoon on January 29th, 2022?
Absolutely not.
What's different about this photo, sir?
That taillight is completely smashed out.
Oh, a little tampering there, huh?
Case over.
I mean, that's...
Case over. The guy doesn't have a horse in the race. He's no bias.
Mm-hmm.
And he's telling you that when he saw the taillight, before it was taken to the Sallyport, it was not smashed out like that.
And before people say, well, maybe it had a crack and then they lost it on the way to the Sallyport, he saw it in the garage.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't even like he saw it, you know, way, way before it was in the Sallyport. It is very interesting.
Was he on the stand in the first?
Yes. Briefly.
But he didn't say this in the first
go
around.
He did.
So the way I gauge success or failure for each side, and I know it shouldn't be like that, but that's the world we live in. Is what the defenders or the proponents say in the aftermath.
Yeah.
And yesterday, the only thing the supporters, or the main thing I saw of those that were on the side of the prosecution, were trying to say that Barros was being coached by the defense attorneys, which really bends the test of honesty and impartiality when you consider the amount of time that the prosecution called witnesses have shaped their stories to align with what they were being asked. So if that's your defense yesterday, that somehow Barros was... I think Barros comes across as an incredibly trustworthy, honest guy.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. Obviously, none of us know.
No, but I think he's honest and he doesn't care about the repercussions when it comes to testifying what he saw. So, all right. Interesting. We will get to the rest of the news with Courtney next, including how creepy is it and what happened in a shower in Miami.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.